podcasting. What's your full name?
Mariela Saba.
What group are you with here on campus?
Students Informing Now.
What's that?
Scene. It's a group that formed last quarter with a lot of frustrated dialogue on the fact that there's not enough talk about undocumented non-resident students on campus or immigration in general. So last quarter we worked a lot with opposing the bill H.R. 4437, and this quarter one of our first actions was working with this coalition to have some action on this national protest.
Today's being billed as a day without immigrants.
Yes.
Can you talk about what that would look like if it were extended beyond today? If, say, imagine for a moment, if you will, all undocumented workers mm-hmm. in this country were rounded up and taken back to their home countries, what kind of impacts would that have?
That would have, well, definitely the economy. It would have impacts on the economy. That would just go crashing down, I believe. We are the ones who run the land. We are the ones who are there to pick up after everyone. It was interesting because yesterday I was watching a video crossing Arizona, and there was this Minutemen meeting. They had no idea that the people picking up right after them are undocumented immigrants, which is ironic. But I mean, they are everywhere, and people know this. They need the border is only enforced when they want to enforce it. It's very a flexible border for this capitalist system. So all of this is connected to capitalism, and definitely we're connected to the economy in a great way. And that's why we deserve to be respected, and we deserve to be celebrated as workers and as human beings.
How long have you lived in the U.S.?
I was born here. I was born in Los Angeles. So I'm 18 years old.
Do you have a sense of numbers of students here on campus that attend UCSC who are here undocumented?
As far as this campus being that we're in Northern California, there are a few numbers, about 10. But after we created our support group, a lot of them have came out. And actually now, since there is a support group, there's a lot who will be more who have been accepted, and now we have that responsibility, which the finding them housing and stuff, because AB 540 students do not get any financial aid. So we have, and the campus isn't, you know, they better be thankful that there's a group who's bringing other students in, but there's no support from them as far as money, and that's actually what we need. Money for housing, money for food, basic needs that the financial aid would cover.
What do you, can you just kind of talk about the logistics of what's going to happen here at the base campus today, the rally?
Well, we want to obviously protest and hopefully get a sense, because obviously as students we have already paid tuition, so it's difficult to boycott, you know, the classrooms, but luckily we've had a lot of professors who have been canceling. But our purpose is to support the workers who aren't going to work, and, you know, they need some solidarity. So that's what we're here, and then we'll be marching to San Lorenzo Park, and that's where we'll be celebrating the workers. Two marches are going to be united. But another interesting thing that we have set up is a border simulation, so that's where that should be getting into progress a little bit later now. It is quite early. Lots of people, it's been great that we've had several hundred, I think 100 people, you know, more people are showing up as time goes by. But we also want to make that point. As you go along, you'll see that there's going to be a border simulation, and make that point of how many people, aside from all the stuff that goes on here, all the discrimination, how many people die crossing the border who don't even get here. And so that's one point that we also want to make and inform people on that subject itself. So,
can you talk a bit about the wage parity struggle currently going on here at UCSC with some of the workers, I think the AFSCME food service workers?
Who aren't getting paid as much as, well, for example, the workers at Cabrillo College get paid more than them, and these workers do a lot more work. And this it's pretty ridiculous when this school makes so much damn money and they can't spare money to people who are the base of this camp, the backbone of this campus. So that's another one of our struggles, and that's why we're definitely in solidarity with the workers here at campus. And there definitely needs to be more more organized student workers as well, because a lot of them today have been used as scabs, unfortunately. So we need to create more awareness around this particular subject.
And May Day is May 1st. It's celebrated around the world as International Workers' Day, yes. But it's not a recognized holiday in the U.S. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, definitely isn't a recognized. We have, what, Labor Day, like at September or whatever? No, that just tells you how much we don't on how this capitalist system holds up products and, you know, we have NAFTA and all this shit, and we hold up production and materialism so much more than the workers who create this. And definitely this is wonderful that May Day has come back. It's been like 60 years since this country has celebrated it. So this is great because nationwide there's so many coalitions, so much action going on, and it's about time that we take a stand, especially during this important momentum on immigration reform.
And any other comments or thoughts that you have about today or the debate happening in the U.S.? What's missing from the debate, in your view?
What's missing? Well, we're not settling for second best, that's for sure. What I feel is a big momentum. And we got to take this and run with it. And, you know, we can't settle for no McCain bill. We can't settle for anything that includes assimilation. We need amnesty now. That's what respect, dignity, amnesty, without apologies, without shame. Just take it and complete legalization. Civil rights, human rights for all, actually. So.
Great. Any other final thoughts?
Well, let's see. I can't wait to see what's going on. I want to get reports back from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. Everyone's doing some action, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Let's see if the economy just crashes, hopefully. Well, we know that there's a lot of counter reactions, a lot of capitalists shopping like crazy probably today. But I'm sure we're going to step on the government's feet again.
All right. Thanks so much for your comments.
Thanks.